Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Board of Directors for the Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, following an executive session last Thursday, have released the results of the performance review given to Chief Michael Schick. WLFEA Board President John Murphy acknowledged Schick's accomplishments and said that Chief Schick has done a great job moving the district forward. With the success of the past 2 years, Murphy suggested that it might be time to completely move all fire and EMS personnel into the combined fire and EMS authority. Schick agreed that bringing everyone under one umbrella would make the district even more efficient. Division Chief Matt House also echoed Schick's successes, saying that the chief has, quote, provided strong leadership, organization stabilization, strategic planning, and forward thinking, end quote, to Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, making an immense impact toward combining the districts. New cases of COVID-19 continue to be low for Lane County. Yesterday, the county reported 19 cases and no new cases for the Florence area. The state followed suit with 217 cases and no new deaths to report. The state is also continuing its brisk vaccination efforts, reporting more than 18,000 new doses administered from Saturday and Sunday. The Center for Disease Control has released data from a study that the state of Oregon participated in, showing that the mRNA vaccines have been 90% effective in keeping individuals out of the hospital. The study included data collected by Kaiser Permanente Northwest Center for Health and Research. The study included healthcare personnel, first responders, and other essential and frontline workers. There will be more vaccination clinics in Florence. That, according to Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer. Messmer says that there are no firm dates, but they are coordinating with Lane County to prepare for the next phase of eligible candidates.
One of the most notable ones is the frontline workers, which become eligible next Monday, April 5th.
Messmer also said that Lane County has updated their registration process. Eligible groups can now go to the website and schedule an appointment.
Once those clinics are announced, you can log on to their website and just go schedule either your first dose or second dose, depending on what you need.
The site is located at lanecounty.org/vaxclinics. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021.